This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. The race for Dallas mayor isn't over yet. Democratic state lawmaker Eric Johnson will face Dallas City Councilmember Scott Griggs in a runoff. Those two got the most votes out of the crowded field of nine candidates. Up until Saturday night's election results, there had been no clear front runner, although State Representative Eric Johnson was among the biggest fundraisers as he split his time legislating during the session in Austin and campaigning in Dallas. With nine candidates in the mayor's race, a runoff was almost guaranteed. Johnson got about 20% of the vote, the most of any mayoral candidate. On election night in East Dallas, with his wife Nikki by his side, Johnson said his message of inclusion earned him a spot in the runoff.
We have not run a campaign that's focused on one narrow sliver of the city, no one particular demographic. We focus on the entire city of Dallas. It's the city that both of us grew up in. We love it. We're natives. Our parents are from here. We love this city, and we want to make it the greatest city that it can be.
In Deep Ellum, Dallas City Councilmember Scott Griggs celebrated with his supporters. He came in a close second. He had about 18% of the vote. He said his message won't change in the next month, and he's confident it will win him this election.
I think our message is going to continue to resonate about accountability and transparency, safe, strong neighborhoods, and the essentials. High wages for our police officers and firefighters, taking care of our streets, our parks, our rec centers. That message is resonating throughout the city of Dallas.
The winner replaces Mike Rawlings, who is term limited. The Dallas mayoral runoff is June 8th. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.